Community activists gathered outside the offices of BYD Motors today to protest alleged labor violations against the company's Chinese auto workers. Julian De Ocampo has more.
BYD is the namesake of one of the largest Chinese auto manufacturers in the world. It stands for Build Your Dreams, but those dreams are under scrutiny by a coalition of community protesters. The activists protested outside of BYD's North American headquarters today in South LA. The company is facing a bill of nearly $80,000 in fines and $20,000 in back wages after an investigation by the California Department of Industrial Relations. Selena Prince was one of many protesters outraged at BYD's labor policies.
So I think they can be trusted, and they take away their contracts, and I think it's a bunch of bull.
The citations allege that BYD workers from China are paid $1.50 per hour with a $50 allowance each day. BYD claims the auto workers are technology experts receiving educational training. But protesters like Ernest Roberts believe that any worker in America, Chinese or not, should be paid under American wage laws.
I had a Korean worker that came here, a Korean national, high technical expertise. We paid him a wage that was consistent with what other people here were getting. We didn't pay him $1.50 an hour or anything like that. That's crazy. And we paid all the attorney fees to get him in here. And we're a nonprofit. If we can do that, certainly a multi-billion dollar corporation can do that.
BYD has a contract with the cities of Long Beach and Los Angeles to build a fleet of electric buses. Protesters called for this contract to be altered or nullified. Lawrence Zhou, a volunteer at the Chinatown Community for Equitable Development, believes that BYD needs to be educated that their employees are people with dignity.
Companies like BYD can't be coming in here and circumventing the law by kind of hiding their workers, you know, in these homes in the San Gabriel Valley, and then busting them in, and then paying them low wages, and then, you know, it's the equivalent of slave labor. I mean, it's indentured kind of, you know, servitude.
BYD says it hopes to work with state governments to comply with state law. Julian De Ocampo, Annenberg Radio News.